Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day five of my cilantro recipes brings me to something that I think everybody's going to like. And I don't know if everybody has the access to make this dish, but I promise you, getting these ingredients is worth it because this is really, really cool. But if not, we'll give you an alternative way to do it as well. Once again, we're coming at you from Quail Park Cypress here in beautiful Visalia, California. And this is our day five recipe. This is my recipe for cilantro Spanish crema stuffed chicken thigh. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is take four chicken thighs. Now, there's chicken thighs and there's the chicken thighs you would get from a carneceria. And the carneceria, you're usually going to get the chicken thighs or what they call bistec de pollo. And I'm not going to spell that for y'all. Bistec de pollo, which is a chicken steak. And all the chicken steak is the leg and thigh meat ripped off the bone. So you have this beautiful, it almost looks like a steak, but it is chicken. And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and sprinkle that. Each one is going to be sprinkled with a tablespoon each of RM transglutaminase. Now, if you're wondering, chef, what the heck is transglutaminase? It's a fancy way of saying meat glue or protein glue. So what this is going to do is enable me from having to truss and tie our chickens together to hold them together. But I'll show you how to do that. I'll explain how to do that as well. But we're going to sprinkle that in. We're going to add 1 cup of Mexican crema, 1 cup of cilantro. And we're going to go ahead and take those Mexican crema cilantro. We're going to mix that together so it's a nice cilantro crema. We're going to add also into there a tablespoon of garlic that we're going to have diced up, a half a tablespoon of garlic diced up, 2 teaspoons of cayenne pepper for a little bit of kick, 1 tablespoon of paprika, and always the season to taste with salt and pepper. Mix that all together. We're going to go ahead and put that inside of our chicken thigh steak. Go ahead and roll it, and then we're going to wrap it in plastic wrap. We're going to put that in the fridge for 4 to 6 hours. If you want to leave it overnight, that works even better. What RM transglutaminase is going to do, it's going to bind the proteins inside of the chicken to stick to each other, so it'll be a clean, beautiful seal like you've never seen before. If you don't have transglutaminase, and most people do not, you can go ahead and you can tie the ends of this as well, and this will hold it together as well. It's not going to be, you know, as fancy, but it'll still taste really, really good. The trick is to make sure that we seal in that crema so it does not leak out during the cooking process. And the process, honestly, inside of an oven, I'd say maybe about 375 degrees for about 10 to 12 minutes. And enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.